Dr. Pinsky dictating a female. I'm in Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Gans, G-A-N-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Gans as described in my report of 11-12-17. Apparently, she's now a 56-year-old woman who recounts she injured her right knee at work on 7-10-15 while climbing a scaffold. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with a torn anterior cruciate ligament repaired in 2015. Apparently, she's no longer receiving any active treatment. Apparently, she confirms... Scratch that. She indicates she has not had any previous or subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. Ending paragraph. As per her claim petition, she alleges on 7-10-15, she hit her right knee on scaffolding. Period. She received an order approving settlement on 9-6-18. As marked. She then reopened her claim on 10-7-20. And on 3-8-21, filed an amended claim petition. Period. She did supply answers to reopen her interrogatories. She indicated she has not had any additional treatment or diagnostic testing since the previous award. Period. She has worked at Hamilton Board of Education. Medical records show that she participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 12-15-15. Period. It found she could work in material handling with 60-pound lifting occasionally, 38 pounds frequently, and 15 pounds constantly. Period. In terms of non-material handling, at least she could do frequent sitting, standing, and walking. Period. The subject failed 2 out of 13 performance criteria. Period. New paragraph. On 4-20-21, she underwent surgery on her left knee by Dr. Chern, C-H-E-R-N, to be inserted here. It appeared the subject injury involved the right knee. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed bony changes about the left knee. Anteriorly and inferior to the patella. Scratch that. Bony changes about the left knee. Appeared there was open surgical scarring about the left knee. Appeared there was also open scarring about the right knee at the anterior, inferior, to the patella regions. Period. This scar measured 2.5 inches in length. And the left knee scar measured 5.5 inches in length. Period. There was also scarring from the right dorsal foot from the great to the first toes. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Motion of both knees was full with marked crepitus on the left and moderate on the right. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Man and muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left quadriceps strength, but was 5-5 on the right. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 80 degrees and rise. The rest is normal. Impressions. Sherry Gans injured her right knee at work on 7-10-15 when it struck scaffolding. Period. She previously alleged to have re-injured the same knee that had previously undergone an ACL repair a few years earlier. Pritchie currently did not convey that she had a previous issue with the right knee. Period. She did have treatment as marked from my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, she received an order approving settlement and then reopened her claim. Period. She had an FCE on 12/15/15 that preceded this reopener. Period. She did undergo surgery on the left knee on 4/20/21. Period. This is not the subject area of injury. Period. The paragraph of current examination found there to be full range of motion about both knees, with marked crepitus on the left and moderate on the right. Period. There were bony changes about the left knee. Period. There were well-healed surgical scars about both lower extremities. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. She ambulated with a physiologic gait and did not utilize a handheld assistive device for ambulation. Period. She was able to squat to 80 degrees and rise. Period. New paragraph, my opinions regarding permanency about the right leg remain the same and will be inserted here as marked, and that'll be the end.